Out of Her Depth by Lizzie Barber. Read by Louisa Patikas.
Before you judge me, remember this. A girl died, but it wasn't my fault. I know that seemed like a pathetic confessional. Even more pathetic because the confession itself has, until this point, never been uttered. I've wanted to, believe me, I've wanted to. The words have formed themselves on the precipice of my tongue, palpitating with their ugly need to be heard, to make me part of the narrative. To declare to the A-level students when I see it coming up on their news feeds, languorously debating it now, once more, as it has risen into public consciousness 21 years after the fact. I was there. When they stumble in late to my lesson, less eager to talk of the trapassato prossimo than about who fucked whom at last night's social, and whether crimped hair really is making a comeback, I was there. When they blink at me from faces still etched with yesterday's makeup, reeking of the top-shelf vodka and menthol cigarettes that their housemistresses will studiously ignore, I was there. When they declare they really struggled with this week's essay, so they only have notes and they say, about that C on the mock exam, did you know my parents funded the library? And they don't even bother to wait for the response as they pull out their laptops and glance at their watches and they think to themselves, boring bitch has never lived. I was there. I imagine each letter incubating in the saliva that pools inside of my gums. I picture myself standing, drawing the blinds, an illicit eyebrow raise that will make them pause, look up at me anew, place their laptops on the floor as I edge towards them. Screw Dante. Let me tell you a real story about Florence. Chapter 1. Now. I am just leaving for dinner when I hear. People talk of remembering exactly where they were when great events happened. Princess Di, the Twin Towers, Trump. I know this isn't quite on the same scale, but I'll remember exactly where I was all the same. I've had back-to-back lessons all day, but now, at last, I have an hour to myself. The only person left in the languages office. I spend it working on my paper, Pirandello and the Search for Truth, for the Modern Language Review, barely coming up for air. This is the part of academia I enjoy the most. The research, the pulling together of an idea, the rearranging of words and thoughts on the page until they start to take on a life of their own, form arguments, cohesion. I'm hoping that this will be the one they'll finally agree to publish. I am the only French and Italian teacher at Greybridge Hall, have been for the last 10 years. When they decided to introduce Italian at GCSE as well as A-level, I did suggest that perhaps now it would be time to look at hiring someone else. But Miss Greybridge, the eponymous head and third of that name to have held the position, reminded me that the school's ethos was personal and continuous care for every girl, which didn't really make sense as a rebuttal, but which I knew was shorthand for no, and which she knew, because of certain circumstances under which I assumed my position in the first place, I wouldn't argue with. Not that I don't enjoy teaching. Sometimes. Shaping young minds and all that seems like it should be a worthy cause. When I was younger, much younger, I imagined maybe I would do a PhD, become a professor. I also thought about diplomatic service, travelling the world as a translator, journalism, maybe, why not? Instead, I sit through mock orals on topics as groundbreaking as food and eating out, cinema and TV, my family. My rumbling stomach is the first signal I have that it is anything approaching evening, and when I tear myself away from my laptop screen to look at the darkening sky, I decide to sod my planned route around in the fridge and be sociable instead. Wednesday is quiz night at the pub near school. A group of teachers go every week. A little thrill they get as their cerebral cortexes light up with a correct answer, just about making up for a day spent asking the girls to kindly not look at their Apple Watches until break, and maybe not take their makeup out of their Marc Jacobs backpacks until class is over just this once.